was 35:30 and the next time morning the sky was dawn pink. CGV rolled her powerful shoulders, opened her watery green eyes, and slowly licked her lips as if still dreaming. She felt her muscles tightening beneath her ultra pallid skin. Ideas buzz across a billion synapses. And she flexed her fingers and stretched her perfect arms and legs, so that she felt their fibers hum like a perfect wish. Nevertheless, she had enemies. Rapahogs. She was hunting them down. All of them. She was apexy as hell. She liked that she was a deadly babe with curves in all the right places. A switchblade mind, a lust for vengeance that rolled out to the crack of doom. She liked all that too, and it was another day, a new dawn. And she was gonna get out there and start killing some more. It wouldn't stop till vengeance was hers at her feet, and then spreading out to the long gray distant horizon of a billion and billion more floating noughts and zeros were the bodies of what looked like dead medics. A Rapahog horde. Rapahogs were the inner monsters of fetal rapists emerging from hospital consulting rooms with beady violent eyes and sneered prowling hands looking to gate crash every woman's place of luminous destiny. They drool the lust of the vicious, they breathe the short breath of the tyrant. They pumped loaded terror cocks that they handled like missiles and fired blind. They were earless, bedeft to the refusal of their own wills. Their pink tongues were long and hung from their pottery mouths like dogs, because they liked it best when only they spoke and told their side of things. They were encrusted in grim exoskeletons, because to them everything was about bone. They were like gigantic roaches. The wire hair and snouts belied their hog nature. Their vicious stupid barks belied their dog nature. And from their white manacle overcoats, some greasy tentacles still swirled and prodded the air, seeking the places of divinity without asking. Sightless and muscled, flexing and undulating in vile waves of crest and rape hostility, even as they died. CGV had been fighting them all night and had left all of them spired in a viscerated force far as the eye could see. Eros Plus Massacre. He quote the legendary Artadian anti-fascist Stephen Barber. Her face says it all, she regrets nothing. Now turn the video game off, the lurid psychedelic scene shimmers some and then snaps to dark, a stillness engulfed her. It brought her heartbeat down to zero. When she smiled, her smile was wide and cruel and hungry and abstract. Her teeth shone. Her smile was the last thing. Like the cats in Alice in Wonderland, or thirst for love, it hovered on the brink, dimmed and faded out. All that was left was a void. CGV was the void, and the void was where all her powers were. Today was yet a new day, another killing field. The thought aroused her and she slid her.